we are launching into another edition of Fun and Excitement. Here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. Those other talk shows try to charge you for their websites. We give it away. And the site itself actually allows you to influence some of the things we'll discuss here on this program. You can go to freetalklive.com. You could submit your own news items or videos. I actually submitted a couple of videos today, and the site, one of the site admins was telling me that there's a way that I can essentially artificially inflate my, as the, you know, one of the administrators, I can artificially inflate the numbers of votes that that anything I submit gets. And I don't feel like that's fair, so I just,
it's really not the purpose of it.
Yeah, I just, I mean,
is there a prize if we win?
No, no, but if you get the most votes, you get up to the top of the website. More people will see the article. So I didn't really feel like that was fair. I figured if my the stuff I submit has merit, then listeners will vote it up. So you can go and vote up and vote down whatever it is that you like or dislike, and then the most popular stories make it to the top of the website at freetalklive.com, and it's all free, plus all the streaming other stuff that's there. So we're going to start things out here tonight with William Norman Grigg, who is really just a he's an excellent writer, and he appears quite frequently over at lewrockwell.com talking about matters relating to the police state. This brought to you, by the way, by copblock.org. He points out that slavery consists of being subject to the incessant, uncertain, arbitrary will of another man. That's a quote from John Locke's Second Treatise of Civil Government. Also, when an officer tells you to come inside and sit down, you come inside and sit down. When an officer tells you to do something, you do it. There is no why here. And that's a quote from the U.S. border guard to a befuddled Canadian citizen arbitrarily detained while trying to visit a shopping mall in Niagara Falls, New York. Returning to his home in Toronto following a brief visit to the States last December, author Peter Watts had the misfortune of being randomly selected for search by members of the regime's Border Guards Directorate stationed at the Blue Water Bridge in Port Huron, Michigan. The science fiction novelist, we actually talked about this on the air as a writer, science fiction novelist's bad luck was exacerbated by momentary miscommunication. He saw a flicker of motion outside his car that he assumed was a wave rather than a demand to pull over. His passenger understood what was happening and urged Watts to pull over, which he did. "When I go like this, I'm not waving hello," sneered the border guard, assuming the snarky tone of unmerited superiority that armed functionaries use when addressing mundanes. "I guess we're not in Canada, because sometimes that means hello," Watts replied, thereby committing a potentially fatal offense called contempt of cop.
Yeah.
He compounded that supposed sin by getting out of the car and asking the guards what they were doing, as they pawed through the luggage in his trunk and in the bags in his back seat. As a citizen of the freest country by default in North America, Watts made the critical error of assuming that he had the right to ask why his privacy was being invaded.
Actually, Canada did make it one step above the United States. No, it was one, just one below the United States on the freest, most economically free chart by the Heritage Foundation.
Well, maybe Greg is going on police state freedoms here, because Canada is not as I understand it, as police state-y as the United States. Anyway, he made the critical error of assuming that he had the right to ask why his privacy was being invaded and that his question would actually be answered. His question was answered with repeated demands that he get back in his car. After Watts hesitated, one of the guards seized his arm. This provoked a predictable flinch response from Watts, who pulled his arm away, for reasons that make perfect sense to those attuned with Kafka's sense of reality. American law enforcement officers often construe the act of pulling away from their unwanted physical contact as a form of assault, and thus as a pretext for the summary administration of street justice. First two, and then eventually three, of the stalwart guardians of our sacred northern frontier took turns pummeling the slender, mild-mannered 52-year-old man. Watts was punched, kicked, pepper-sprayed, handcuffed, and then thrown wet and partially disrobed into an unheated cell. He was then interrogated, held overnight, and charged with assaulting a federal officer after being denied access to legal counsel and pestered repeatedly to repudiate his Miranda rights. After Watts' computer, flash drives, and loose leaf notebook were confiscated, he was unceremoniously dumped in shirt sleeves without so much as a windbreaker on the Canadian side of the border. And I imagine this happened during a cold time of year.
He's making it seem like a big deal, so it sounds that way.
Ironically, in his novel Maelstrom, Watts, a Hugo nominee who specializes in dystopian fiction, appears to have anticipated his experience.
Yeah, a Hugo nominee doesn't mean – I mean, you're not talking about just some guy who's written a science fiction novel here. I mean,
that's a big deal. Huh?
Well, it is in that world.
Describing the abuse suffered by a character at the hands of customs officials, Watts observes, technically, of course, it was not an assault. Both aggressors wore uniforms and badges, conferring the legal right to beat whomever they choose. A jury of dutiful collectivist drones found Watts guilty of the supposed crime of noncompliance with a border guard. This was an update. I had not heard this part of the story.
Yeah, that's new.
His crime, reduced to its essence, was to ask why. Although Watts could have been forced to spend years as part of the world's largest prison population, the presiding judge was content to pilfer $1,628 from the victim of the assault at the border, after treating him to a patronizing lecture about the need to be nice to the feral armed adolescents who constitute the state's punitive caste. Watts' experience leaves a decidedly totalitarian aftertaste, crossing the border of a totalitarian...
Can you imagine what it feels like? I mean, you're like... You know, I know what happened here. These guys just hassled the crap out of me, acted like a bunch of belligerent jerks. I'm taking this to trial. Mm. I'm going to take it all the way to trial. And then you have the expectation that a jury of your quote-unquote peers is going to do the right thing. And I don't know how it happens. It sounds like a good system. It really does. Let's take 12 average people and put them in a jury, and they'll come up, most of the time, they'll come up with the right answer. And I don't see a lot of that evidence.
No, they stack the juries with obedient serfs who will go along with whatever it is the state agents say. That's what the system is designed to do.
And well, it certainly does that.
Right, and the judges always lie to the jurors, saying that they have to judge the facts in the case and not how they feel about the asinine laws that may be presented with. And, of course, that's where jury nullification outreach comes in, which we talked about recently. Fija.org to learn more about jury nullification, FIJA.org. So the totalitarian aftertaste Greg is talking about here at LouRockwell.com, crossing the border of a totalitarian state in either direction is an experience fraught with visceral anxiety. Finding himself in the unwanted company of humorless, heavily armed goons of questionable competence and dubious intelligence, the traveler is vividly aware that he can be arrested, imprisoned, beaten, or even shot at whim. The best thing to do in such circumstances, travelers are told, is to assume a posture of utter servility, meekly and quietly enduring whatever indignity inflicted on them until they are safely through the checkpoint. In coming years, it most likely won't be necessary to visit the border in order to have a sample of what Watts endured. Experiences similar to his will become increasingly commonplace for citizens and other residents legally within the United States. And if you don't believe that, then you're just not paying attention. Because it's not just the border right now where these things are happening. There are also checkpoints that are 50 to 100 miles from within where the border is. So into the so-called United States, there are already checkpoints that are searching people and harassing people. That's happening. Plus,
yeah, these are they're within 100 miles of the border, and they stop you. They ask you whether you're an American citizen and if you can prove it with your papers and that kind of thing. And it's just, yep. You know. It's just a matter of course for people who live, especially I would imagine on the southern border, it's probably more prevalent.
Also, you get the Arizona situation where the police state is really cracking down there. I bet you can expect to see checkpoints starting to pop up more than 100 miles north of the border. That's an expectation of mine. There's not yet been any evidence seen of it, but I think it'll be just a matter of time. And then, of course, other places, more populated areas like New York City, where they just had this so-called bomb attempt over the weekend. That is being used, of course, as an excuse to expand the police state there, where they already have random searches of people on the subway platforms. So that's already that's already happening. What's next? How long before it's random searches on the streets? It's only one step away.
Well, it is random searches on the streets. When cops decide that they want to search you, they're going to search you. They're going to bully and pester their way into having it done. It's very rare that somebody doesn't get searched.
Yeah, there's more coming up here.
The cop wants to search.
We'll continue with Greg's story and take your calls about what you want at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
To make it through these tough times and feel healthy, you need good nutrition. But these days, it's pretty tough. We skip meals. We're always eating on the run. Here's Mike Buck from NatureBee to tell us how we can do much better and get a great deal.
Hey, good evening. And, you know, you're right. The three main food groups are not burgers, fries, and a Coke. You know, we're just not getting enough nutrients. We're not eating all those fruits and veggies, and that's where NatureBee, for those of us that struggle and try, but slip up every now and again, NatureBee comes to the rescue, gives you every vitamin, amino, mineral, and antioxidant your body needs.
You know, and it also it helps with digestive health. That's what I've noticed personally. I have had a digestive issue for years, and within a week or maybe a week and a half of taking NatureBee, it cleared it up.
Well, you know, it stands to reason. If you flood your body with the right nutrients, your body's going to reward you by saying, thank you, I'm not going to do that anymore. All 27 vitamins and amino acids, 28 minerals, powerful antioxidants, not one single chemical or preservative. And that's why we call NatureBee the health food store you hold in the palm of your hand.
All right. So it's how's about a good deal for our listeners for NatureBee and how they can get it for themselves?
I love this part. Here's the deal, everybody. You're listening to Free Talk Live. That was the first smart thing you've done all day. Now you're going to think about this. 6 months supply of NatureBee, $99.95 plus delivery. 3 extra months is a bonus. 37 pennies a day with a money-back guarantee comes right to your house, no middleman. So all you got to do to make it happen for yourself is call us toll-free in New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. And I'm sure lots of you are hanging out with Free Talk Live online. Go online to NatureBee's website, naturebee.com.
Yep, that's right. Be just like me and be all you can be with NatureBee. Order now at 866-834-8355. It's 866-834-8355 or go to naturebee.com.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231 as we will continue the story with William Norman Gregg over at lewrockwell.com as he's telling us about a science fiction writer, Peter Watts, who was returning home to Canada and was accosted by some violent, thuggish border guards for asking questions. You know, he was just wanted to know what was going on, why he was being treated how he was. And they decided to beat the life almost completely out of him. So Gregg continues, William Norman Gregg, that the best thing to do is to basically submit yourself, is what we are told. He says it's easier to build a police state from the inside out, or is it easier to build a police state from the inside out or from the outside in? We may never know, since the architects of Homeland Security are doing both simultaneously. And he does expect more of these tyrannical experiences to expand beyond just the border regions of the U.S., as the fear over so-called terrorism and illegal immigration begins to continue to, or continues to fester and just get worse as the police state builds up around it. He says, whenever society descends into totalitarianism, the ruling clique will eventually close the borders, not just to prevent contamination by politically troublesome foreign influences, but also to prevent the egress of refugees and, more importantly, the flight of capital to more congenial economic environments.
You know, we've heard this said, and it just seems so far from my world, the idea that an American couldn't decide to leave the United States of America if they wanted to. It seems crazy, doesn't it?
Well, if you don't have the appropriate permission slip, they're not going to let you.
Well, currently, you can pretty much go by – you can leave the country without having permission from anyone. Going into another country is an entirely different story.
Yeah, but they want you to have some sort of government ID to get back in.
It's getting back in, certainly. But I'm not talking about getting back in. He's talking about just the ability to leave.
Just give him time, Mark.
Indeed.
The Border Patrol, the kind folks who treated Mr. Watts to a dose of uniquely American hospitality, spells American with a K, already carries out warrantless, suspicionless checkpoints as far as 100 miles inside the national boundary. The Department of Homeland Security insists the Fourth Amendment prescription on unreasonable searches and seizures doesn't apply to the border enforcement searches. This would mean that 2/3 of the U.S. population living within 100 miles of an international border are residents of a constitution-free zone. Tragically, the expansion of the immigration control constitution-free zone is being propelled by some of the most outspoken critics of big government. Last week, many, by no means all, adherents of the Tea Party movement briefly suspended their campaign against invasive government to promote and applaud the enactment of a measure turning Arizona into an authentic police state, that is, one in which police can demand identity papers from practically anyone and arrest those who don't comply. Under SB 1070, signed into law by Governor Jan Brewer on April 24th, as many in the talk radio world have been discussing gleefully disgustingly gleefully. Any lawful contact between a law enforcement officer and a citizen can end with the latter being arrested and detained if he cannot satisfy a reasonable suspicion that he's in the country without official permission. An incident that occurred 2 days before that law was signed by Brewer demonstrates that a valid driver's license may not be sufficient to allay that suspicion, and that it's entirely possible for a native-born U.S. citizen who fully cooperates with the police to end up being handcuffed, arrested, detained, and humiliated. And you know that when that happens, there won't be an apology issued if they find out later on, oh, this guy's actually, you know...
What difference does an apology make? I mean, you're not going to get it, but what difference does one make? I mean, they're free. They're not really worth anything except sort of emotionally.
On April 22nd, there will be no apologies. There'll be no restitution.
There'll be nothing.
On April 22nd, it'll just be, well, this is what we have. This is a price you have to pay to be free.
Yeah.
On April 22nd, an Arizona resident who identifies himself as Abdon, he hasn't chosen to disclose his surname, pulled his truck into a weigh station. As his vehicle was being inspected, Abdon was asked by an official to display proof of legal residency. He promptly handed over a valid Arizona commercial driving license, which, by the way, CDL is a little more difficult to get than a regular driver's license. Just as an aside.
I don't know that that means they check your residency any further, but it certainly is harder to get.
He also supplied his social security number and additional personal details. For some reason, this was considered insufficient, and Abdon ended up being cuffed and hauled away to an ICE detention facility, while his wife, who was dragged out of work, was dispatched to their home to retrieve Abdon's birth certificate and other documents. The unfortunate truck driver's birth certificate listed his birthplace as Fresno, California. This means that he, unlike one or possibly both major party candidates in the last presidential election, has an unassailable claim to being native-born United States citizen. He had complied with every demand made of him at the weigh station and did nothing to suggest that he harbored criminal intent of any kind. The only source of the reasonable suspicion that led to Abdon's arrest was his visible ethnicity. See, Abdon isn't a Caucasian. This is the standard under which American citizens, particularly, but not exclusively, a Latino ancestry, can now be harassed, arrested, and detained in the state of Arizona.
Yeah, and you can say whatever you want about that law in Arizona. Oh, they can only do it after they stop you for something else. Or this is just mimicking the United States law, as if there are United States police officers running around asking for people for their residency. But you can say whatever you want about this particular law. This is how it's going to be enforced. They're going to find people that don't look quite right. Mm-hmm. They're going to hassle the crap out of them if that's what they feel like doing at that time.
That's right, because it's only during what they call a lawful contact. And if a cop approaches you, that's called a contact. And it's always lawful for them to just walk up to you and ask questions. 800-259-9231. And if you don't answer the questions, then that's reasonable suspicion to dig further. Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand-name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations and to more internet listeners' ears. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we continue. We're going to wrap up the story from William Norman Gregg over at lourockwell.com, brought to you by our friends over at copblock.org, talking about the police state, the continual increase and expansion of police state activities going on around the country. He's specifically talking about the new Arizona law. And he actually gives an example of something that happened in Arizona prior to that law even being passed, which seems exactly what's going to happen more often now that they have passed this law, where basically any cop, anyone wearing a state-issued badge, can approach anybody anytime based on so-called reasonable suspicion and demand their papers. And, of course, reasonable suspicion will be, I had a hunch. He looked suspicious. That's all, right?
It's good enough, right?
And we'll see that backed up, by the way, when it's challenged, inevitably as it will be in court. You'll likely see the robed men say, oh, well, of course. I mean, if the cop has suspicion, then that's reasonable suspicion. That's all we need. Anyway, there's a little bit more here from Greg. He points out that the more frequently this kind of thing happens, the likelier it becomes that innocent people will be seriously hurt. As if being accosted, questioned, and detained by armed strangers for reasons beyond one's control weren't sufficient injury, SB 1070, the Arizona law, has been the equivalent of a public works project for the tolerance industry, which is busy planning boycotts and other expressions of punitive sanctimony against Arizona. This had the predictable, albeit unfortunate, effect of leading at least some honorable people of goodwill to assume the best about the measure without examining its impact on individual liberty. Every invasion of individual rights happens with the eager support of people acting in the sincere and thoroughly mistaken confidence that what they permit the state to do to others will never be done to them. And you can hear it when you talk to them about this, the people that support this stop and question law, basically. You can hear them. They'll excuse it by saying, well, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I have no problem showing my papers. No problem at all. Well, just wait until one of your friends gets beaten and then see how you feel about it.
Well, let's not forget the story that was just previously here before, people just tuned in, of the American citizen who did show his not only his driver's license, but his Social Security number, too, mm-hmm. and got thrown in the pokey, and his wife had to leave work, grab his birth certificate, and prove that he was, in fact, a citizen.
Luckily,
now,
he didn't
tell
get beaten.
Me, you average American, that it would be okay with you to sit 12 hours in a stinking holding cell
yeah.
because – it's so important that we keep out the bad, evil Mexicanis.
Right. Are you just going to go ahead and pat yourself on the back and call yourself a good little citizen for sitting there for 12 hours quietly
right.
while
really,
they ran your papers?
And if it's okay to, if it's not okay to sit there for 12 hours, then why is it okay to sit there for 12 minutes? Because when they have the when they have these people doing the these little checks they do by the side of the road, and they do them within 100 mm-hmm. miles of the border and can probably do them within 100 miles of the harbors, I don't think that that's happening. But it could,
yes,
which
it
covers
could.
More than two-thirds of Americans in that area. It takes time to go through everybody's driver's license. It impedes the flow of traffic.
It impedes the economy.
I mean, I don't know how many accidents it may cause. People driving along, not paying attention, run into somebody who's stopped waiting yep. for the, in the big long line to get their stuff checked.
The seminal error, says Greg, is to insist on exceptions to the principle that government, assuming, of course, that one should be permitted to exist, should, rather must, be strictly limited to protecting the life, liberty, and property of every individual. When that error is coupled with a fertile topic of public concern, such as terrorism, drug addiction, child abuse, or illegal immigration, politics becomes pregnant with large-scale abuses of individual rights. Supporters of the Arizona immigration law define the controversy as an issue of sovereignty, preservation of Arizona's reserved powers under the 10th Amendment, and the national independence of the United States. Political sovereignty, valuable as it is, must be regarded as a good of second intent, something that, while of great worth, is derivative of or subordinate to a much greater good. The paramount political good, according to America's founding premise, is individual liberty protected by law. In dealing with immigration, as with all other matters of public concern, government's only legitimate role is to protect individual rights against criminal aggression, such as crimes of violence, fraud, or trespassing on private property. Current policy, however, is to abet and reward aggression in the form of participatory plunder by illegal immigrants by way of welfare subsidies, which obviously have to be abolished, and not just for immigrants, but for everyone, beginning with the corporate welfare whores on Wall Street and in the military-industrial homeland security complex. Greg says enactment of Arizona's Your Papers, Please legislation, which Judge Andrew Napolitano predicts won't survive constitutional scrutiny, I don't know about that, comes at a time when the problem of illegal immigration is in remission, both in that border state and nationwide.
Sure, the economy stinks. Why would they want to come over here?
It's entirely likely that...
you allowed your government, the one you're expecting to keep the bad Mexicanis out, you allowed them to control your economic system, mm-hmm. and they messed that up too. Please, turn more over to them. Just destroy the whole nation. It's an organization that's known for its competence and has no responsibility for its actions.
Known for its incompetence, you mean, yes.
I'm sorry, did I say competence?
It's entirely likely.
I think everybody knew what I meant.
Yeah, says Greg that with immigration beginning to taper off, the border enforcement apparatus being built today will increasingly be directed inward. As the government consummates its transformation into an undisguised corporatist kleptocracy, many Americans seeking to preserve some portion of what they've earned and saved will be driven to expatriate themselves. The regime already treats Americans living abroad as tax slaves, irrespective of their current place of residence. Economist Doug Casey warns that currency export controls are all but inevitable. Indeed, in a small but significant way, they are already a tangible reality. You may recall that, Mark, we did a story a while back that if you're caught leaving the country with $10,000 or more, then you will be prevented from doing so, basically.
Well, they have laws that say that you have to pay taxes on anything you're yeah. taking out of the country and, anything you take out of the country. So if you're taking a dollar, you owe them a certain amount of money. However, they don't do that. It's only above a certain amount.
Greg says that many of Obama's conservative critics simultaneously condemn him for building an invasive collectivist state and for his inadequate zeal in closing down the border. If their perception of Obama's intentions is sound, those critics had better hope and pray he doesn't reverse course and become a border control zealot. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but that's what they want. That's what Americans are cheering for right now in tremendous numbers. They want more control. They say, a lot of them, that they want smaller government, but they don't really mean it.
No.
They just mean they don't want Obama government. They don't want his form of big government. They
don't want
their form of big government.
Entitlement programs for the average American. They want entitlement programs for the average bureaucrat. Because that's all this is you know, if you want to enforce the border, that means hiring more people. More people that have to get paid very, very well because they're government bureaucrats. And, you know, driving up the cost of government.
Let's continue and take your phone calls about what you want. You're welcome to share your thoughts on freedom, the police state, borders, etc., or bring up anything. Casey is on the line in Pennsylvania. Casey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how are you guys doing this evening?
What's on your mind tonight?
I am calling as a representative of the Philadelphia chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
Oh, okay, great.
So how are you guys?
Oh, well, we're just super doing a talk radio show. What did you want to share with our audience tonight?
Well, first of all, my friend actually, I literally was just turned on to you last night by a buddy of mine in Alabama, Dan Patrick, and I was definitely inspired to call you guys, so I was thinking about calling in on Saturday, but I could not wait after seeing the video of these two dogs in, what was it, Minnesota? Oh.
Yeah, no, that was Missouri. I think it was Columbia, Missouri. The video we discussed
Yeah.
in detail last night for our listeners just tuning in, what happened was it was a police raid on someone's home, you know, kind of a middle-class-looking home. It was not a crack den or anything like that. But the police are coming in, kicking the door down, shooting the dogs. One of them was caged. The other was a corgi. And they did it in front of the child in the home. I mean, it's tyrannical and awful enough when they just do it normally because they certainly seem to love to shoot dogs. But, you know, to do it in front of a child is even worse and was just absolutely despicable. So did you have comments on that?
I did.
We'll let you share them in a moment. Hang on.
Casey,
we're going to put you on hold here for a moment because we're nailed to the clock. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll see what Casey thinks here in a moment. And you can take control of the airwaves as well. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Coming up, bands, bands, bands. We've got a lot of them to cover. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You worry,
You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WINKI.freetalklive.com. To get to it, it's free. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com gives you the rules on how to use the court system. How to get evidence, how to move the court, set hearings, do research, how to draft pleadings, etc. It's all there. And people assure us that the average eighth grader can grasp it in less than 24 hours. It's created by a lawyer who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession. A five-hour video seminar and audio classrooms on CD and plus some in-depth reference tutorials. Go to jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course. I've been taking it myself. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with your calls. Casey is with us still in Pennsylvania. Casey, you called in tonight. You mentioned you found out about Free Talk Live from a friend of yours, a liberty activist down south. And you're an activist with NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, and you were calling in reference to a story we covered here on the air, and it was one of the popular stories on our website at freetalklive.com about these cops and their video of their own raid on someone's peaceful home where they executed two dogs in front of a family and proceeded to arrest the man of the household for basically possession of marijuana. Your thoughts?
Apparently the warrant wasn't even supposed to be served. So I would like to know how this even got to the point where a dog needed to die, you know?
Well, the cops' usual excuse is
nonetheless.
The dog was caged and the other dog was a little corgi. Shot and killed them both.
Right.
But usually the claim by the police is they felt intimidated. They felt threatened, and so therefore they had to shoot the dogs.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing that needs to be pointed out here is, yeah,
it's nonsense.
The truth is the dogs died, but, you know, they are shooting rounds from MP5s or whatever it is that they're carrying inside a home that has children in it. I mean, these things can ricochet. They can hit something metal. They can just shoot all over the place. They can go through a floor into a room beneath it. They can go through a wall into a room beyond it. You know, I'm sure these guys aren't real concerned with that. They clearly aren't concerned with preserving life and being fair.
Well, actually, you can get the cop's own excuse if you go to copblock.org. Adam Miller from copblock.org called the police department and spoke with one of their bureaucrats. And his claim was basically that officer safety is paramount. And so if there's ever a dog around, then, you know, that dog could do something. And so therefore it deserves to be shot. I mean, that's really what they say, and so
a dog in a cage. I mean, that's equivalent to saying somebody who's cutting a hamburger up in the kitchen is dangerous because they have a knife.
Shoot them. I hate
it's
to
crazy.
Laugh, but it's true.
It's,
it really
it's
is.
So absurd.
And the reason that I bring, you know, I'm a dog lover. I'm an advocate, you know, just as much for animals as I am for marijuana. And the lack of discretion. You can't say, do you have an animal in the area that could be threatening, you know? Would it really take that long for them to just maybe think? Or they probably wouldn't be in that situation in the first place if they had anyway.
Yeah, I imagine you're right about that. These are hotheads. If you talk to Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted.
Well, you imagine how much it sucks being on the SWAT team over and over again, doing these insertions and not getting to expend your rounds. I mean, these guys practice all the time for this, and there's no excuse. The only thing they really do get to shoot is dogs because people don't fight back. They've got the surprise on their side.
Right, exactly.
So that's what they want.
When you're busting in my door, my first thought, honestly, probably would be not to stash my weed. I'm going to go protect my family, you know. And my dogs are, you know, that's all I got, like, pretty much. You know, I'm not planning on having kids. And, you know, I want a bunch of furry babies around that can stay safe, you know. And living in a pretty much police state is going to prevent me from doing that. So, once again, impeding on my freedoms is not really the coolest thing that can happen today.
So what's going on with...
I can brighten up your day a little bit by telling you some good news, at least.
Yeah.
On Saturday, actually, for the past 40 years, Curious for Wars and Dana Beale, who was actually arrested last September on his way back from the National Normal Conference, I helped walk 1,000 people down Broad and South starting at 4:20 p.m., completely peaceful with a police escort all the way. And guess what? There wasn't one arrest.
Now, where is this in Pennsylvania?
It smelled beautiful. It smelled gorgeous out. And you know what? They didn't have a word to say. I didn't even hear anybody say, hey, I see something, put it away. I saw a blunt bigger than my head.
Where was this on 4? This was on 420?
Yeah. Oh, no. This was this past Saturday, actually.
Oh.
If you go, I actually just today started writing for HighTimes.com. If you go to HighTimes.com/Casey Jones, I am named after the Grateful Dead song. It is legit. My dad's hair is past his ass. So if you go there, you can go and see a video of me speaking and a little blurb and links to way more videos at www.sillynormal.org. You can see that I spoke in front of 1,000 people and none of them were hassled, you know, and it was a beautiful thing. And it really, there's no excuse that this can't happen in, you know, even more cities around the world. It already happens
Absolutely.
In over 300.
We have it happen on a daily basis here in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know if you've heard about what's been going on up here.
I have. Every day at 4:20, right?
Yep, that's right. Every day at 4:20, people gather in the town square and they smoke cannabis. And they haven't made an arrest or even hassled anybody in months. It was only the very first week when they tried to really come after people, and then they realized that wasn't going to work too well. And so it's pretty much been hands off ever since. But it takes some people the level of courage to be willing to be arrested, to be willing to go to jail in order to secure that kind of freedom in the situation that we're in today. And so I'm glad to hear that things are happening similarly elsewhere. And Casey, I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Hopefully we'll hear from you again.
I will definitely be making it a regular thing if you guys will have me.
Great. Well, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and take it easy. 800-259-9231. That's Casey from the High Times, apparently. So we'll continue to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Todd is in Michigan on the Amp Lines. Hello, Todd.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Todd, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's been really, really god-awful in the last couple of weeks watching the news media going on and on about Arizona's SB 1070 law. And
so why are you watching it? It's so awful.
Well, I'm trying to gather information so that I can actually blog about it.
Okay.
You know why. Come on.
you want to stay informed.
Yeah, that's right. Basically what's going on.
Don't want to watch the news media if you want to be informed. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, what's interesting I find is that some of the nonsense I've been hearing from, say, Fox News over this whole immigration nonsense, a lot of conservatives are just basically justifying, defending, and rationalizing the whole law there. And, you know, I love the argument that a lot of conservatives are making that, you know, illegals are trying to come here basically just to get on the welfare dole. I have yet to hear a single conservative, mind you, a single conservative actually come out saying on record, I don't want legal immigrants going on welfare.
Meaning
I have never heard any one of them say that to date.
Meaning that they fully support welfare, but not for so-called illegals.
Well, they support welfare, but they don't support welfare for legals. I'm talking the ones who have gone through the process, have gone through the regulatory hoops, you know, doing all the filing fees and whatnot. And I have yet to hear them complain about the legal ones here going through that entire ordeal.
Well, why would they complain about that? They have plenty to complain about with the so-called illegal immigrants. Because then they can shout about how it's illegal. It's illegal. I-L-L-E-G-A-L.
Well, I think that it's easier to harp about the illegals because of all the other things that you know that go into it. It's more difficult not to look like a miser when it comes to you know, government programs because they're not principled and they don't understand that in fact it's the government programs that take people's ability to fend for themselves away.
Well, the only reason, Ian, that they're not going to talk about it is because, and I can give you a theory as to why, and I've been thinking about this long and hard. The only reason is, well, if they're here legally, well, guess what? They don't have to sick the feds on them if they're here legally going on the welfare dole because they have to protect their little precious welfare system like anything else. So it really proves Sheldon Richmond's point that it's all about the stresses and failures of the welfare system, and they're only interested in protecting the system despite the stresses on the system.
And at the same time, they'll claim they don't like the system. I thank you, Todd, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Of course, a lot of them are on welfare to some extent. You know, they're taking something from the government. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.